Welcome back to Zillennials Podcast. Today on Zillennials, we're going to be taking you through our chaotic lives in the forms of our desks. So we're going to be chatting a little bit about our desks and what we have on our desks. And this is kind of like a spinoff of, I don't know if you've heard of the what's in my bag trend, where it's like you would share the things that are inside your bag to show something about you. But it's kind of like a spinoff of that, except Leanne and I are not always great at keeping our desks super tidy. I mean, I will say I'm not. I can't truly say as to whether you are or not. But as a result, we thought it would be kind of fun to go through what's on our desk.
I think when we were originally talking about doing it, it was when our desks were in a especially chaotic state. Our desks were in a completely chaotic state. And as we do with this podcast, we love a good idea that can repeat itself. And Kaylee had a fun idea where we just throw this recording in when we have extra time during our recording sessions. So that way we're unprepared and we can't clean our desks off in advance. So should we just go back and forth sharing items? Is that how we're doing this?
I think so. So I'm going to start off strong. I have some rubber cement on my desk. It is flammable, so I don't know why I have it on my desk. I think at one point I might have been intending to use it for putting photos together. Like, I think I was maybe debating if I wanted to use it for a collage. It's also possible that it's been on my desk as late as last June.
Question. Why would you use rubber cement for a collage versus, say, glue?
Because glue will sometimes change the pictures. Like, you can use Mod Podge or you can use rubber cement.
That's fair.
So that's why. But it's also possible that this may have been on my desk as late as my grandpa's funeral, almost like a whole year ago. So, because I think we needed rubber cement at some point, and I believe I picked this up or that. So, yeah, starting off strong, that's what's on my desk. What do you have on your desk?
I guess the coolest thing on my desk is this little beaded elephant that my cousin got, but I think it's really cool, and he just hangs out on my desk. Ella has not interpreted him as a toy yet.
So that's good. Yeah. I love that. That's really cute. So you have cute things on your desk. Mine is literally just clutter. Other stuff I have on my desk? I have this little bag full of earrings, including these cute little snake earrings. Not because of Taylor Swift, but because I thought it would be cute to get snake jewelry. So it's like a little snake earring and it's like that. Very cute, very cute. So that's something else I have on my desk. I think it's been on my desk probably like for a minute now. I feel like I took these traveling with me and they somehow wound up on my desk.
See, not everything on my desk is cute. I have two highlighters that have run out. One of them has run out like a month or so ago. Still there. They're also hanging out there. On the same trend, I'll tag this along since it's kind of related. I have a portion of a protein bar wrapper. I somehow threw out the main part, but when you rip it open and a little segment rips off, apparently that's still there. Hey, maybe this is an opportunity for me to clean my desk, because if I just keep these right here, we can just throw them out after.
I like that. That's a good mindset. So I have a question for you about the highlighters. What do you think of gel highlighters? Like, you know the Sharpie gel ones? Have you ever used those? They're like kind of waxy. I don't know how to describe them.
I use them, I think, in college once. I don't like them. I feel like they like... Maybe they've gotten better since then, since let's not talk about how long college was or how long ago college was. But I feel like it would like not give a consistent line, like it would vary in like opacity. And it would also kind of like at the end when you would lift up, it would kind of like glob up there. I don't know. What do you think?
I kind of like the sensation of them. I don't know why, but to me, they're kind of satisfying. They kind of feel like a crayon, but if a crayon was more smooth, and I really enjoyed it.
I have not used one in years. I think I may like the sensation. I think my preference for the highlighter is the clear view ones, so you can kind of see through it. Because my pet peeve is when you over-highlight, and then you're like, well, do I just highlight the rest of the sentence now? Because it's just going to look weird if I highlight one word. And then this highlight is a free highlighter from a training thing at school.
Ooh, very nice. Other things I have on my desk. I would show these, but I'm not going to because this is on camera. I have my company credit card and also an expired debit card of mine. Oh yeah, it's expired like a year ago.
Okay. You know, you should make piles. I'm going to make piles. And I am committing, and you're my accountability buddy, that I will throw the throwaway pile away at the end of the recording.
I like that. We should make piles. Except I need to shred my credit card. I can't just throw it away.
I just take some scissors to it.
I could do that.
They're surprisingly easy to cut with scissors. I thought it was going to be harder.
Mm-hmm. So what else is on your desk?
I have this. Clearly, it is one of those free wrench tools that they send when you order furniture you have to assemble. I have no idea what piece of furniture this is for. Also, Kyle has a fully fledged toolkit, so I have no reason to even keep this, but I think I kept it because my brain was like, what if I need to tighten a screw and I need this? But he has the full toolkit with like varying sizes of various tool things, so I have no reason to keep this. So really, I should just throw it out.
But I feel like it's kind of reasonable to keep it because sometimes they fit the nut or the bolt exactly. So if you don't have something that's the same shape, like especially with the, what is it called? The Allen wrench, I think. Like sometimes you need one that like fits the exact thing that they have in their product that they've manufactured.
Okay. So I think he bought this when we moved because we were like not about to deal with this. He got an Allen wrench set for his electric drill that has like the inches sizes and the metric sizes.
Wow.
And it is fantastic because otherwise you're just sitting there like going like that for like 20 minutes and you're like, oh, I did one screw. This is like we were able to put things together in like so much faster. Highly recommend if you already have an electric drill because it really speeds things up.
Oh, that's good to know. Other things I have on my desk. I have incense from a coworker's wedding. I don't have any place to put incense, but I also like weirdly cannot bring myself to get rid of it. But it smells nice.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they looked like. I always thought incense was like on sticks.
I think it is, but I think this one is just a cone. I don't know why, but it's a cone.
Let's see, what else we got? Oh, I have this to-do list I made. It's a general to-do list. Because sometimes when I study, instead of studying, I just start thinking of all the things I have to do and just do that instead because productive procrastination. And so I decided one day to write it down instead of just let it hang out. It is from January 22nd. And it also apparently has, I have no idea what these things are. It's a bunch of letters. I think it's either synthesizers. It might be synthesizers that Kyle has because he's trying to figure out his synthesizers. And a partially crossed off to-do list, which some of the things we still have not done.
So what's one thing that you did and one thing that you haven't done?
We set up our auto pay for rent.
Very nice. Always a plus.
We didn't get guest parking pass.
I feel like you cross that bridge when you get there. It'll be fine. I have, so many options. I have this cute little scratch art thing. This little butterfly. So the other day at work, we were planning an event and we were going to have these little scratch art things at this event. And so I got really excited about it. And then I went out and went to the Dollar Tree and I bought my own little pack of scratch art. Yeah, I like it because it's very sparkly.
It looks so intricate.
It's very satisfying. And it's nice because it's so little. Like, look at this. It's like so small.
I do enjoy that. It looks very nice. Let's see. I have a almost dried out nail polish clear top coat. I also have a little jar of Aquaphor.
Ooh, I love Aquaphor.
Because it's good for moisturizing them cuticles. Because when they don't moisturize, they split and then I pick at them.
Ah. Aquaphor, I feel like, is good for everything. Like, you can put it on your lips for cracked lips, like on your hands. It's just, Aquaphor is the best. 10 out of 10 recommend. We are not sponsored, but, you know, if Aquaphor ever decides they want to sponsor us, they can always hit us up.
But yeah, I like it. I feel like the only tricky part is, like, it can stain and it's a little greasy, so I feel like I have to time it correctly.
Something else that I have on my desk is I've got this teeny tiny lip balm.
That's so small!
Isn't it so small? My dentist gives us these whenever we go. And so I've got like several of these just floating around my house. They're like the tiniest lip balm you will ever see. They're like an inch big. They're so small.
My dentist just gives toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Mine does that too, but they give us not the good toothbrushes, which makes me sad. It's like, your dentist's office, shouldn't you give us, like, I would prefer the better quality toothbrush over a little lip balm.
I think ours just gives us, like, Oral-B ones.
Oh, ours are, like, the cheap ones that you get for, like, a dollar from the Dollar Tree.
Oh.
Super, super. Yeah, I was like, ugh, I don't like this at all. Like, you're a dentist.
I usually take them, though, because I don't have an electric toothbrush, and then if I get one from the dentist, I don't have to buy a toothbrush.
Yeah, and it's, like, a good reminder to replace your toothbrush, too. I'm like, oh, I got a new toothbrush from my dentist. I will definitely replace my toothbrush.
Funny dentist tangent story is, I think the last time I went, I did just schedule it 6 months in advance because everyone's like, why would you do that? I don't know what I'm doing 6 months from now. Also, I'm going to forget. And so because I knew I was going to forget is I set a reminder to pop up the week before my appointment just so it was like it would put it back on my radar. So that went off yesterday. And then I panicked because I thought it was telling me that my dentist's appointment was like right now. Not right now, but like when I looked at it, like it was right at that moment. And then it was saying it was from a week from then. And I was like, okay, cool. But I thought I was supposed to be at the dentist and I was chilling at home.
Well, I'm glad you got over that like panic attack.
I don't want to be charged late fees or no-show fees.
Right? I think I have my next dentist appointment set up for like around July 4th. And I'm just like, man, I gotta make sure that it's not a day that I already have off because I do not want to go to the dentist on my day off. I will take my sick time and I will go because I'd never take my sick time otherwise.
Yeah, you should. If your place lets you take sick time for doctor's appointments.
Yeah, normally they'll let you. Like, I usually do like a half day.
I think a lot of places do. Ooh, also, I feel like if you're doing a half day, what is your strategy? I feel like my preferred strategy would be to schedule it in the afternoon and then you get to go home early. Because I don't want to go to work afterwards.
Right. Like, I usually schedule it in the afternoon, but then I always have, like, this mini existential crisis, right? Because my day is technically 7.5 hours and we have a half hour for lunch. And so do I leave at 12:30 and have to stay for lunch? Or can I leave at 12?
Couldn't you leave at 12? Because you're, like, you're not tied to the building on your lunch hour, right? Or half hour?
No, I don't think so.
So couldn't you leave? Wouldn't that be the same thing as if you had gone out to lunch?
I guess so. Or like, wait, what's half of 7.5? That's like 3.75? So I'm like, I never know the exact time that I can leave. And so I feel like I always stay there longer than I need to.
I also feel like this is a very us thing to think about. I think a lot of people would have just left at noon and come back the next day.
I agree. This is also like sometimes my work does early releases at 2 p.m., but like we all have graded starts, right? So like some of us start at 7:30, some of us start at 9. And so it's like, do we all get off at 2 or does it go according to when you start?
I feel like it wouldn't be fair for you all to get off at 2 because the people who start at 7:30 are technically working more of their day than the people who start at 9. Because if that was true, then you should just start at 9.
That's what I'm saying. And so I think one of my coworkers who started at 7:30 used to get approval to leave at 12:30 instead of at 2 because that would be like equal to the 9 a.m. person leaving at 2. But I'm like, since she's left, like, I don't know if other people do that. And so now, like, I start at 7:30 and I'm always like paranoid. I'm like, am I allowed to do that? And I'm like, I would ask my manager, but I'm like, I feel like she might get kind of weird about it. And so then I just don't ask because I'm like nervous about it because I'm like, I think she's gonna get weird about it and then it's gonna be like a whole thing and I don't want it to be a whole thing, but it makes sense, right?
I don't think it's weird to ask.
Always freaks me out because a lot of the times they won't tell us until like the day before, and so then I'm like, it just feels very last minute.
But couldn't you just ask at like a random time if you're having some sort of meeting, be like, hey, curious about the procedure for this in the future? Then it won't be as like last minute, you're trying to get out of work early kind of thing.
Yeah, I could, but I'm like, I feel like I need to have it in writing somewhere. So like, in case something happens, but then after I confirm it with her verbally, do I need to go back and send her an email and be like, just wanted to confirm, blah, 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 blah. So these are the things I think about, and this is what gives me the nervousness at work.
See these things that can come up from just telling people what's on our desks.
So dramatic. Anyways, I think we left off with me, so what else do you have on your desk?
Cables. A tea mug with my caffeinated Irish tea that I had for breakfast, or with breakfast. And then I have a travel mug that I put herbal tea in to hopefully keep my throat not scratchy. Not that I'm sick, but I feel like we talk a lot on these recordings, but I ran out of it. So there's that. I also have a book for a paper called We Are All Whalers. It's kind of depressing. Don't recommend. Informative, so recommend. Take your choice.
I like how you were like, don't recommend, but do recommend. So I guess you get to pick as the listener.
I mean, do you want to be depressed about how we're all killing the North Atlantic white whale and there's only 350 of them left in the world and only 70 of them are breeding age females?
That is pretty depressing. That's like the other day I was looking at animals that are in the Everglades because I think by the time this episode goes up, I will have come back from vacation. And so I was looking and they were like, oh yeah, there's a panther in the Everglades. And there used to only be like, I don't know, something like 50 of them. And now they're like back up to over 100. And I was like, oh, look at that. Conservation efforts. I love it.
I thought you were going to tell me there were none and I was going to get really sad.
No. I think 50 is probably even a little generous. I think it was closer to like 30 or 40 of them. And now they're like 100 or so. And I was like, yay.
Oh, yay. Yeah, this is not a happy ending so far. Yeah. What else do you have? Anything interesting? I feel like my stuff is just kind of lame.
I have 4 spirals. I've got business cards from people who I don't even know who they're from when I was traveling for work. I like look at them and I'm like, yeah, I have no idea who this is. I definitely met you. I don't know who you are. And then I've also got like a whole bunch of little scraper blades for my palette scraper. Lots of art supplies. I don't know if you could tell. This is the theme. It's art supplies and other random stuff.
I have a singular penny. I don't know where it comes from.
Maybe it's lucky.
Maybe. It's from minted in 2021. Got good old Abe on there. I don't know. Looks pretty normal.
Isn't it like more expensive to make pennies now than what they're actually worth?
I think I heard that once. I don't know if it's true or if it's one of those things you see on social media, but I think I did hear that.
I know, I'm like, I think I heard about that, and it always makes me wonder.
What else do I have? I don't know. Do you have interesting stuff?
Let me take a peek. I've got 2 batteries. I don't know if they're good.
There's a thing you can test them. I think you have to buy it, though.
See, that's my thing, is I'm like, I'm not gonna go and buy it.
I think at that point, just stick them in and see if the thing turns on.
I know, I'm like, that's... I don't even know what I use these for. Like, they're mystery batteries. Like, I don't know.
Did you hear the thing, like, you should put the batteries of the same age in? Like, if you tried that out, you shouldn't, like, stick it in with a new battery?
No.
Oh, maybe I made that up then.
I mean, that would make sense so they burn the same amount of energy equally.
Yeah.
But yeah, the rest of the things I have here are, like, notes from work. I've got my vacation glasses.
Where did you get those? They're so cool.
Thank you. I got them from DSW.
Ooh.
Yes, because we were looking for water shoes. And then I also have these headphones for work. I leave my comfy ones at home and my not-so-nice ones in the office. I don't know why. I just like having the nicer ones here.
Those look very padded.
Yes, they're very nice. They kind of hurt my head, though. I don't think I'm big into wearing the headphones. And then I've got like... I dropped it, but I've got this little thing to showcase all my mini artworks.
Oh, that's so cute!
Yeah! I'm like, I can't remember where I picked it up, but it might have been like the Dollar Tree or something, and I was like, oh, this is super cute. I can put like my teeny tiny artworks in there that I make, and then I can rotate them out, and it'll be real cute.
I like that.
And then the rest of the stuff is art stuff, for the most part. And pens and pencils and all that jazz. But yeah, I think that's about all that I've got on my desk. Thank you for joining us for this. And then for our next book club episode, we're going to be reading On Earth, We Were Briefly Gorgeous by Ocean Vuong, and that will be dropping on May 6th.
We'd love to hear the most interesting or most random item on your desk, so feel free to send that over to zillennialspodcast@gmail.com or DM us on Instagram @zillennialspodcast. Don't forget to rate and review the show wherever you are listening.